This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
All right, here we go. Good Thursday morning. It is not the Wednesday that Dave hates. It is the Thursday. A lot to get into today. Start of the second half for the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight.
You weren't here for the first 30 minutes on Monday?
28-ish.
I missed 12 to 25 seconds there for you. Was there a panic?
Well, no, I see you pick up your phone. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, there's no way Dave is making a phone call at 5 o'clock in the morning unless it's something bad. You're the skipper, and I'm Gilligan.
The skipper wanted me to be skipper if anything happened to the skipper.
As I got connected, I felt sorry for you. It was bland. It was boring. Like, no wonder they didn't ask you to host the hockey show. Thank God I got on as quickly as I did.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm going to shut my machine down. I'm just going dark.
This is DCR on 98.7 ESPN.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started
way,
from
I didn't even recognize how great your little night. Open was there until I dialed in. You sounded like it was the last place on earth that you wanted to be. All right. Good morning.
I was hoping I could kill enough time that you just pop in and save me.
It's Thursday, not Wednesday.
I turned into Jerry Seinfeld for a second.
Oh, that was terrific. See, I feel validated in like being the skipper on the show, having listened to that. I feel good about myself.
Dave, it's tough to get up from that. We're going to have to erase that in me. Like, once the show's over, that has to go.
No.
Tape
RJ, because I know what'll happen. When we come back in studio, he will try to figure out a way to delete that from the system. You have a backup. You have a backup to the backup. Can we hear that again?
No.
That little open.
All right, here we go. Good Thursday morning. It is not the Wednesday that Dave hates. It is the Thursday. A lot to get into today. Start of the second half for the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight. Good Thursday morning.
So bad. I love it. So good Thursday morning. It is not Wednesday. It is Thursday.
It's not the Wednesday.
It's not the Wednesday. It's Thursday.
Good Thursday morning.
It's so bad.
Oh God. Oh, that is terrific. Thank y'all God my machine went down for that little gem, that little nugget.
Listen, this was.
Oh, my God.
That was, like, seeing you on the phone, and then all of a sudden, like, halfway through the open, RJ coming on and saying, hey, you're gonna have to open this up. Dave will be back in 30 seconds, was the equivalent to, you know, when you're at some place, like a store or something with your kids, and then all of a sudden you turn, and your kid's not standing next to you anymore?
Yeah, yes.
That was the feeling I had. That is the exact feeling I have.
You know what that's like? It's like you ever go to a game? Well, you wouldn't have this because you can do it. But you go to a game and just the athlete stinks. And you're like, I could do that. I can go out there and do that. We used to go to the U.S. Open when I was a kid. And I was a good tennis player, but obviously not at that level. Never was at that level. And I used to watch like somebody play Jimmy Connors and lose 6-1, 6-love, 6-1. And turn to my dad and say, Dad, this guy, he stinks. He's awful. Why would they not let me out there? That's what that sounded like. Good morning.
I was terrified. I'm not going to lie. I will tell you this. Like, there is nothing you could ask me to do athletically that I would say I couldn't do or was scared to do. Like, I would pretty much do anything and think I'd be good at it. That, I knew for a fact going in, I was not, going to be good
at. It's Thursday. It's not Wednesday. It, in fact, is Thursday. All right, time for Straight Talk. Great. Brought to you. We'll run through some things. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. We'll run through some things. The Knicks and Nets start the second half of their seasons tonight. All right, so Stephen A. had this to say, and I think he's right. And we'll hear from – let's take a listen to Stephen A. As a matter of fact, he was on Bart and Han yesterday. They're on from 12 to 2 every weekday on 98.7 ESPN. Let's take a listen to that, and then we'll react off of it on the Knicks and the Nets and what makes for a successful season for each.
If the New York Knicks make it to the first round of the playoffs, but the Nets don't make it to the finals, the Knicks will actually have had a more successful season than the Brooklyn Nets.
Now, I know that Stephen A. can be hot take-ish at times and say things that you hear and you're like, come on, he doesn't believe that, and that's not true. I think he's right. With the expectations right now with both of these teams and heading into the season, I absolutely think that if the Knicks get into a series, not they're the 10 seed and they lose the one game and they don't get in, but get into a best of seven game series, they've had a more successful season than if the Nets do not make it to the NBA Finals at a minimum.
You would be more surprised if the Knicks, yeah, I would agree with the fact that, I mean, with where the expectations were at when the season started, you'd be more surprised if the Knicks actually ended up making it to a legitimate playoff series. But I wouldn't consider the Nets season a failure if they don't win the NBA Finals.
No.
If they don't get to the
NBA. I consider this to see, failure, I don't know. I'll say this. I'll say disappointment if they don't go to the NBA Finals.
I said if they don't win the NBA Finals.
Yeah, no. Winning the NBA Finals, different. But you have to. I mean, you have to get there now if you're Brooklyn.
They have to win the East.
Have to.
But, I mean, if they get, like, Miami's big three. I mean, they win 58 games during the regular season. They lost in the finals. Now, they were upset because LeBron did the whole, we're going to win, you know, not four, not five, not six. Like, I mean, the expectations for that team couldn't have been higher.
And they ended you're up talking about the when finals. They lost to Dallas?
Yeah, that first year of the big three.
And that was awful, too, because they were better, and B, they played awful.
But, again, I mean, it's the first year of a new team. I mean, you're also talking like the Nets. Listen, I mean, Durant isn't going to be back in the near future. Like, he's going to have another scan next week, and then they're going to try to ramp him up to get him back and keep him back in the lineup. They just added Blake Griffin. So it's, I mean, you're just hoping that they're all healthy and there's actually some consistency with the lineup, some continuity, like they get to know each other before they get into the postseason. But even if they don't, we all feel like that there's enough talent that they'll end up in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, I mean, if they're in the Eastern Conference Finals against LeBron James with a healthy Anthony Davis and whatever the Lakers decide to do.
You're talking about the NBA Finals.
The NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. You'd be disappointed if you were a Nets fan, but you wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't be.
No, you're not going to
consider
them.
Your season a failure.
No, but anything short. So here's the question for you: is it a failure right now if the Nets don't go to the NBA Finals, win the East? Is that a failed season for them this year?
Yes.
Failed. And that's a strong
I think it's
word.
A failed season. Yeah, I think it's a fail for them. It'd be a failed season. Like if they got to the NBA Finals and lost, you would still feel like, okay, over the next year or two, the Nets are most likely going to win an NBA championship.
Yes.
But if all of a sudden they get, you know, for some reason, you know, can't figure out what to do with Joel Embiid or whoever it ends up being in the Eastern Conference Finals and they lose that, yeah, I'm sure every Nets fan would say that's probably a failure.
Yeah. I think that's fair. And I think that the Knicks are, I don't want to say playing with house money at this point, but the Knicks have given you something you didn't even anticipate this year. The Knicks gave you a first half of this regular season where they were entertaining, they were fun, they played well, they got as much out of the talent as they possibly could. Like, the Knicks have already given you a lot this season.
Yeah, but time out, though. I mean, you say that now, when they're 19-18, and we all love the fact that they won, you know, won that last game against Detroit headed into the All-Star break.
Right.
But this is very similar to how you felt about your New York Giants last year, too. Right? Oh, they're playing relevant football. And then how it ended changed how you felt about the entire season.
Well,
like, you were feeling great for
right.
a minute. Like, if this
you
thing
adjust
falls apart.
Your expectations as the season goes on, I think that's fair. You change them based on what you've seen so far.
Listen, I trust the coaching staff, but I mean, Thibs' teams do have the tendency, because he plays, you know, a guy like Julius Randle and RJ Barrett, they're playing lots of minutes, especially Julius Randle, that if they don't make a move to bring in, say, you know, Victor Oladipo, whoever it ends up being, like, they could wear down. And when you look at their schedule, I mean, not only coming out of the break, they got the West Coast trip late in the season, like, it's going to be daunting. All I'm saying is that as good as you feel now, if God forbid, knock on wood, this doesn't happen, but, you know, wheels fall off and they end up finishing 11th. That'll change how you feel about the season.
Yes, but I think you've already gotten more than you ever anticipated. You're right. It will. But they, I mean, Rick, we're 19-18. We're talking about a team that's a playoff caliber team. I mean, you see growth from the young guys. You look at Julius Randle and look at him as a building block. You're impressed with what you've seen from RJ Barrett year two. So you're right. You are. I mean, if they don't get to at least the top 10 and don't play for a game to have a chance at the postseason, you'd be disappointed. But you've already seen that growth from the Knicks this year so far.
You've seen that growth. And listen, I mean, I was the one that was initially on the boat, and Omar and I had to drag you onto the boat. I'm emotionally invested in this team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really enjoy, like, I actually miss not having Knicks games to watch at night. So I'm excited.
Well, you get one tonight.
Game. Exactly right. All I'm saying, though, is that's the first half of an NBA season where you're coming out of, you know, the pandemic with the bubble. You know, some teams were in the bubble, some teams weren't in the bubble, and we know the NBA regular season really doesn't mean that much. So how seriously are they taking the first half of the season? Like, I'm happy they're 19-18, but I do see when you look at the second half and all of a sudden, you know, teams are really locking it in and trying to, you know, make that push for seeding and getting to the postseason, that this is going to be a whole different kind of basketball.
It is going to be a different animal. I completely agree with you.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Now there's so much this weekend that I actually feel a little bit overwhelmed. Do you ever get like that?
Yeah, I mean, I was at a point where it was nice over the last, as much as I missed, you know, turning the TV on at night and having to watch a Knicks game, whatever it was. Occasionally it is like, okay, you know, a night off, you know, maybe watch something with my wife, catch up on something, go to bed real early. Get rejuvenated.
Yes.
Because now, I mean, there's something between college
and basketball.
Today,
tomorrow. I mean, I got from and the thing is, I have to go to bed, like, but I don't want to.
But that's what happens. That's why sometimes it's nice, because you have no, like, there's nothing keeping you up. Like, I'll just shut it off. You know me, though. I'll just tape the second half of these things and watch them in the morning. But
I don't know how you do that.
I have no choice. Why am I going to? Listen, I wake up at 2 a.m. There's only so far I can push it. Otherwise, the whole day, and I can't
nap. Did I give you a lot of credit for the 2 a.m. wake up? Because you don't have to. Right? Like, you don't have to. You could, in theory, stay in bed till 4:15. But because
a lot to get into today.
Because you're so committed. Like, I get it, RJ. RJ has to be at the station by 3. So he has to leave his house at around 2. He has no choice but to do that. When your alarm goes off at 2, the fact that you have the intestinal fortitude to say, you know what, I could stay in bed for another 2 hours and still be fine and do the show, but I won't because I want to watch stuff and I want to work out. I give you a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, but I mean, you know how you feel at 4. It's probably no different than how I feel at 2.
I mean, yeah, but if you said to me you can stay in bed for another 2 hours and still do the show and it would be fine, I would probably go in that route.
Yeah, but it depends on how you look at it, right? Like, I go to sleep a couple hours earlier than you, and then wake up a couple hours earlier than you. So you'll stay up all the way till, like, you know, 10:30.
Yeah,
11
I stay
o'clock.
Up. Now 11 is pushing it at this point. I give it like a good 10. I never go to bed before 10. Never.
Okay, so I mean, I'm in bed. Like, once the kids go to sleep, once you put the kids in bed, you know, I'm probably laying in bed around, you know, I don't know, 8.
Oh, God, so early. Don't you feel, now, in the summer, you're going to be going to bed and it's going to be light outside.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I got nice, like, the bedroom setup with the blinds.
You got the blackouts?
Yeah, the blackouts was
nice.
But I'm going to have my hands full, too, because, I mean, once, like, the weekends have been good because, you know, we'll wake up, Castle, we'll stay in bed until the kids wake up, which could be like 6:30, whatever ends up being 7 o'clock, which is, I mean, that's 5 hours extra sleep I'm getting. But, I mean, now I got baseball. I mean, baseball is going to start on the weekends.
Oh,
soccer. A lot to get into today. I was like a little kid yesterday, too. I mean, Milo could care. I mean, he's like, I'll show him what I'm ordering, but he could. I mean, it doesn't really matter to him, right? So I spent like an hour on the computer the other day ordering, like looking through all the baseball cleats, the soccer cleats, and they showed up yesterday. I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It's exciting. It's great. Beth Perlowitz. Go ahead.
Like, I'm ripping the boxes open. Like, Milo, look at these. I can't believe.
He had no interest.
He's like, oh, great, Dad. Those are nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't care. Beth Perlowitz tweets in. She said, I always wondered why DiPietro kind of received top billing on the show but never opened the show. Well, now I know. I found out this morning. Thanks for the morning laugh, guys. I love having you at 5 a.m.
That was terrifying. I'm telling you right now, that was terrifying. I have nothing. I don't have a go-to. Well, the problem is I don't have a go-to. I'm telling you, I don't have a go-to.
What would happen? What would happen if I couldn't? The other morning, you were 30 minutes without being able to connect. What would happen if I could not have connected for 30 minutes this morning?
It is not the Wednesday that Dave hates. It is the Thursday.
What would
I have to do? I mean, RJ would have had to co-host with me.
Do you really think you would have turned to RJ and be like, let's go?
Well, yeah, but I'm not even in studio, which makes it even worse. So I'm just talking to myself. Like, I'm not used
but
to
I'm
just
not
doing
in
a
studio.
Solo show talking to myself.
But I'm not in studio.
But you're a host. This is what you do for a living.
So 800-919-3776.
You do this for a living, and you do your own show on Saturdays. Like, yeah. I actually filled in on the. I got my start filling in on the Dave Rothenberg show, which was 3 hours by yourself. And now, I mean, to just like 3 seconds before we go on. Oh yeah, Dave's going to need a minute.
But could you imagine, RJ, had he known that for like an hour? I think it's better that you didn't know. Could you imagine?
No, it's not. No, it is not.
Oh, come on. What he would have done to himself if he knew for like an hour that he was going to have to do the first 30 seconds by himself, he would have gotten himself crazy this morning.
No, I think for an hour he would have done a good job. I was actually trying to hold out because I did have hope you would be able to get connected. But then I just had to throw it at him, and I threw him out there. Some things happened.
I failed miserably. I was like Evan Ingram in the Eagles game.
Yeah. We're going to, you know, they happened. We made the best of it. But it was a tough spot. He had no idea going in. He had no idea. What? It's not an excuse. It's a reason.
Thank you, RJ.
It's a baby bird being thrown out of the nest. Hey, you know what? You're going to fly today. Sink or swim.
And he's dead.
I actually feel like
that's a good run.
That's what most people would sound like in the same situation.
I just need a go-to open. If I had a go-to open that I could, like, you always have the same thing you say to start the show. Kay always has the same. If I had something I could go to, I could have definitely
could
done a
go anywhere.
Job. No, but I could have done. I would need something that just is second nature to me. So once the music stops, I would have something to say.
Good Thursday.
Lot to get into
morning.
Today. Instead of doing what I just did, like I want.
I mean, lot to get
so
into
bad.
Today. I like that. That could be your signature.
No, that's terrible. I want something catchy, like exciting.
Good Thursday morning.
Energy.
Good.
That was terrible.
Good Thursday morning. I love it. All right, let's go to Lonnie in Harlem. Good morning, Lonnie. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, family. Uncle Rico and Cousin Dave.
Dave's the creepy uncle. Let's be honest.
No. Dave's the cousin. You're Uncle Rico because you always say inappropriate stuff.
That's a good point.
And it's hilarious.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Shout out to Brother Canty for always doing his thing on Get Up on Thursdays. And now I called in today. Rico, you kind of killed my point, but I believe Rico would have did a better job had he had an hour if he knew. But I called in today to back Uncle Rico because, Dave, do you feel like it's right that you have the hockey show when Rico actually played hockey? Was the number one pick in all? The station needs to consider Uncle Rico and Don LaGreca for this new hockey deal.
Well, you say they should consider. The show has been determined, and the consideration is now out the window. I am hosting the show, and...
No. The new one.
What do you mean? You mean now that hockey is within the ESPN
right.
family? Oh, I absolutely. Right. I think that, and I mean this sincerely, and thanks for the call, Lonnie. I absolutely want Rick and Don to have real heavy roles in that.
It's not going to happen. We all know
why would it not happen?
I didn't even because I can't even get a shot on a hockey show on this station. All of a sudden, I'm going to be on national television for ESPN with hockey.
Yes, you'll be on the round table.
They'll have Booger driving up and down on a Zamboni.
They have Booger McFarland breaking down the NHL
on the Zamboni.
Oh, would I pay for that? That's right, up and down the side. I'll be in some little created mobile. be so wonderful. He's back. He called right back. Apparently, we let him go prematurely. That was an RJ Array thing. Lonnie, we didn't even mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Yes, Dave. Once again, keep your fat sausage fingers off the button.
It was not me.
Okay. All right.
I brought you back. You know what, Lonnie? I should hang up on you right now, but I won't because I'm not that kind of guy. Go ahead.
It's not that type of party. Honestly, I watched the Rangers.
Like that kind of party?
Honestly, I watch Rangers hockey only because Don and you are fans, and Islanders hockey is because Uncle Rico. Plus, I can honestly hear the level of disappointment in Rico's voice every time he speaks about it. So my thing is, Dave, imagine if the station made a show about crazy Giants fans and they didn't consider you to be on it or host it. How would you feel about it? I honestly believe things would be smashed through the blinds and thrown out the window. And, Dave, lucky thing Granny wasn't right about you never gaining heavy pockets, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be able to pay all the vendors. It definitely wouldn't be no double plowing during the snow season. It's not that type of party. But happy early birthday, TB. And that means Thermometer Boy, I'm sending you a nice George Clooney poster to hang up above your bed for you and Sherry.
Thank you, Lonnie. I mean, it's almost as if Lonnie knows everything that's ever happened ever on the show.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is why we love Lonnie. This is why he says hello to his family. We're his family. This is why we love Lonnie.
I love Lonnie. He might be my favorite caller right now because his attention to detail is at a very high level.
Yeah, but this is the problem with you. You're so late to the party. I said this. I mean, the second I heard Lonnie, how composed he was.
Like that kind of party.
He likes that kind of party. He's talking about George Clooney. He realizes how offensive it is that I'm not on the hockey show.
He knows it's my birthday tomorrow. Calls me thermometer boy. He's got it all. Sausage fingers. That comes from you as well.
Exactly right. So here, let me ask you this question then.
Yeah.
I think he didn't do a good enough job making the comparison. Like the crazy Giants fan, that's going to be your show. What if the bosses with these great ideas said, we're going to do a sports trivia show, and without even asking you or considering you, they said, you know who should host this? Peter Rosenberg.
That is correct.
I think I would be very hurt.
Yeah, we need a Berg. Well, what about Dave? No, I think we should go with Peter.
I think I would be very hurt. But here's the thing. For you to be angry at me, like this is not, I didn't do anything wrong.
But it's the problem though, is there's no communication. Like you could have said, hey, Rick, they asked me to do this show. Would you be interested? No, nothing. Crickets.
You want to come on tomorrow?
No.
You're never going to come on the show.
Never.
Never.
I promise you never. You should have heard Hurley. When I told him no, he's like, what do you mean no? I said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm offended. He's like, well, we can do it on, he goes, we tape it on Fridays. I was like, I don't have time on Fridays.
You would have said no. He could have said, we'll come to your house and do it every day.
He named every day. He's like, what about Thursdays?
Of course he did. I was like, so he didn't understand that you weren't going to do it?
No, he really thought. He's like, oh, no, you'd be a guest. It's going to be great. Donnie's going to be the first guest. I'm like, oh, okay. Even better.
But Don's not upset. Don doesn't feel a way about it. He's thrilled that there's more hockey on the station.
That's because Don has his outlet for hockey, which is doing play-by-play for the Rangers.
And he's got
I follow sports.
I got an assistant program director telling us we talk too much hockey. You can't even say a score of a hockey game without getting criticized.
No, don't please. That's enough already. All right, let's go to Raphael in the Bronx. Raphael, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how you doing? Oh, yeah, first time calling, long time listener. I want to appreciate you guys, let you know, guys, I really do love you guys. You guys make my day. I do Instacart every day, and I'm always listening to all of you guys from 7 in the morning to like 5 in the afternoon. You know, I'm a big-time Knicks fan. I already believe that the Knicks are having a more successful season than the Nets. Now, about the Nets, come on, guys. I mean, listen, you got three of the best scorers in the world, best players in the world. How is that not a failure if they don't win the finals?
Look at the other side, though. You have LeBron, Anthony Davis. I mean, that's a pretty great team on the other side as well. No?
They're defending champions, Dave.
I mean, there's no shame in losing to the Lakers if you did.
No, zero shame. I mean, then just listen, I'm actually a little surprised they're as good as quickly as they are, especially because, you know, Kevin Durant hasn't played. Like, did you think it was going to work this seamlessly?
No.
I don't think anyone did.
Harden's been brilliant. Kyrie, when he's been actually shown up and played, has been excellent. And you know what the thing is? They get production from so many guys.
From everybody.
Right? Joe Harris or Brown or whoever it is. I mean, you name it.
I mean, Claxton's been great. Tyler Johnson's been good. I mean, Shamit's been good.
It's really remarkable. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll get into a little bit of baseball. Stanton has been unbelievable. And then Buster's going to join us at 7 o'clock. But in between that little baseball talk, we'll get to observations. Did it happen in Florida? Now, you're going to lead this by yourself, Rick. Are you going to be competent and capable?
Yeah, I can do. I mean, that's just a segment. This isn't opening up a morning drive time show by myself.
Thursday morning. Good Thursday morning. Not Wednesday, in fact.
It is not the Wednesday that Dave hates. This is unbelievable.
It is the Thursday.
I love it.
I finally had something.
It is
I couldn't
so
have scripted
bad.
It better. I could not have scripted it better. The fact that my machine did not work appropriately this morning is the best thing that's happened to this show in months.
Now, it feels like I'm being sabotaged. I mean, that could not have gone worse. Could not have gone worse. Like, why not make a joke of it? Why come in with that? I don't know who that guy is.
Good Thursday morning. You sounded so uptight. It's wonderful.
Dude, uptight? I am telling you, this is not a lie. When RJ said that, I almost just shut the machine off.
Did you almost pass out?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I blacked out.
Good. I'm on like,
please, please let Dave's machine turn on.
Good Thursday morning.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
God, it's not Wednesday, and in fact, it is Thursday, the day before my birthday. Big birthday tomorrow. Very excited.
I have never been more uncomfortable than in that moment.
So you were the number one pick in the draft. I mean, you, internationally, you had tremendous fame. You played on the biggest stages that the world has to offer. The Olympics, I mean, walked in the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games, and never were you more nervous than you were at 5 o'clock this morning when you had to open up the show.
I'm on Burgundy?
Yeah, the second that music stopped, nothing. Had nothing to say. Zero. No
you
energy.
You did. You had beautiful.
But that was nothing. That was
beautiful.
Awful.
We'll get to the Yankees in a second. Can we just hear the open again, like the 20 seconds that we had of Rick Santy?
Such a bad guy.
Oh, it was so wonderful.
All right, here we go. Good Thursday morning. It is not the Wednesday that Dave hates. It is the Thursday. A lot to get into today. Start of the second half for the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight.
That was it. I mean, it was like 14 seconds. You were for 14 seconds. You couldn't have been more uncomfortable. It was so... All right, here we go. Good Thursday morning. Not Wednesday that Dave hates. Good Thursday. Second half of the Knicks and the Nets. That's it. That's all there was.
No, that's all I needed. But you could hear, like, the second I came on, it sounded like I was going to have some energy. And then I was like, this is so bad. That it just completely went downhill from there. It is not the Wednesday that Dave hates. It is the Thursday.
So good. It is so good. I could listen to it on a loop.
Good
on
Thursday morning.
On a loop. All right. Here we go. All right. So let's. Oh, it's so good. Let's get into the Yankees for a minute. Stanton looks pretty good, doesn't he? I mean, early on so far this spring, he looks really good.
Nah, he looks great. I mean, this is a continuation of what you saw in the postseason, too. I mean, the biggest thing with him is keeping him healthy. And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, it's been the story with this Yankees team. It's been Aaron Judge has been hurt. I mean, how do you like Aaron Judge's new teeth, by the way? You a fan or no?
I think they're fine. No?
No, I like them. No, I got no problem with them.
I think it looks okay.
Yeah, you might as well upgrade him. Can afford to do it now.
They look fancy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, isn't it's a nice full set of new chompers he's got going. They look good.
Yeah.
Sanchez looks good. I mean, this is we keep talking about, you know, the different things that could go wrong with the Yankees. I think, you know, obviously health is at the top of that list. You know, questions about the starting rotation. I mean, there's tons of depth. Now you lose Britton. But I mean, this is a team that's built around their offense. And early on in the season, that most likely going to have to be carried by your offense.
Yes. But you look at that offense, I mean, with LeMahieu and Judge and Torres and Frazier, and I mean, you can go up and down this lineup, and Stanton, I mean, they have a ton of talent offensively. My big question is, can Stanton stay healthy? And I think that's a legitimately fair question to have, because the truth of the matter is, since he's been with the Yankees, the answer, more often than not, has been no.
No, it's been no, and that unfortunately for him, I mean, he hasn't been at the level he was at when the Yankees traded for him. I mean, you're talking about a guy who...
He was coming off, what, 57 home runs?
No, I think more than that. He had 59 home runs.
59, right.
So, and he's the National League MVP, and, you know, now he's at a point with the Yankees where it's been a disappointment. It has. And he's a guy that you can't put in the outfield. He's going to, you know, be your DH, which... has hurt you. I mean, in all honesty, it has hurt you as far as what you're able to do with that lineup. Because
your flexibility diminishes greatly with Stanton there.
Yeah, well, I mean, your lineup and financially what you can do. So, I mean, there are high expectations for Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes. All right, let's take a listen. Here is the manager who amazingly is back so quickly from that pacemaker surgery. But here is Aaron Boone. What can Stanton accomplish if he's healthy this season?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to put a limit on what he's done, what he's capable of. Again, I just feel like he's such a more evolved player in just his focus, his process, his plan, his understanding of what he needs to do to be successful up there, what opposing pitchers are trying to do. And I just feel like he hasn't been on the field to let that growth I feel like he's had as a player and as a hitter kind of manifest. So we saw it in short spurts, obviously last year to start the season where he got off to a great start before getting injured, and then obviously what he was able to do in the postseason. I think that's what he's capable of.
That's been the biggest problem, though, Dave. I think with this team in general is because they're always, I mean, they're, you know, guys like Stanton, guys like Judge. I mean, you heard Aaron Boone just kind of allude to it. He gets off to a good start, then he gets hurt.
But so it's now, every year. I mean, it's every, if he's healthy, he's going to go 35-120. Like, if he played 150 games, he would go 35-120 at a minimum. But the question is he going to be healthy?
Exactly right. But, I mean, as an athlete, so, you know, you go through, you know, your off season, you get into training camp or spring training, whatever it is, and, you know, you're refining things. You're working on different things. And as far as Stanton's doing, he's, you know, trying to time pitches, all those different little things that he's keying in on. Gets off to a good start. Now he gets hurt. So now, rather than continuing with the progress that he's already made, now he's got to stop. He's got to rehab the injury, and that's his focus now is rehab. So once he gets back and he's healthy, now he's got to go back to square one and ramp himself up to where he was. So there's no, I mean, there's never that chance for him to get on an extended role. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, because of the timing of some of these injuries, is rather than head into the postseason, you know, at your best, because, you know, you've had this, you know, this season where you're progressively getting better, because it's been stop and start, is now, you know, you're still not where you need to be for the postseason. So you're not at your best in the postseason. Stanton was last year, which was great.
Yep.
But that hasn't been the case with the Yankees.
Which makes it difficult. And listen, the regular season for the Yankees almost feels Nets-esque to me, where you're going to get in. You know you're going to get in. Odds are distinctly in your advantage that you're going to win this division, because Tampa, I think, took a definite step back. The big question is, what are you going to do in the postseason? It doesn't matter if the Yankees win 110 games in the regular season. If they don't at a minimum, Rick, go to the World Series, people will look at this and say they underachieved.
Well, yeah. I mean, because, I mean, with what you see on the field, talent-wise, I mean, and then you look at the landscape of the American League, you would expect them to be the team that comes out of the American League.
They have
and,
to be.
Well, we keep waiting. I mean, it's just what I mean. And I also feel like what puts extra pressure on the Yankees is, you know, how Brian Cashman and Hal do business now. Like, you heard Canty the other day. Like, it bothers Canty that they don't just throw money at certain things to, like, Britton goes down, okay, we'll throw some money at it. Well, whatever it takes, whatever it costs. That's how Yankees fans are used to doing business. And that's not the case. And they haven't won.
No.
I mean, they haven't.
It's different.
And they haven't won a championship.
And they haven't been to the ultimate, you know, place either for a decade. I mean, they haven't been there since 2009, so we're 12 years. It's a long time for the Yankee fan. As much as we can make fun of them and poke at them, that's a long time for this organization. I mean, the longest that they've had. You mentioned Zach Britton. Here he is on his injury. And
a long time ago, Scott Boras told me the best attribute of a player is durability, right? So being able to be out on the field, doesn't matter how much talent you have, but if you can't make it on the field, then you're not helping your team. So it's disappointing that I'm not going to be there to start the year. But like I said, this is the best way for me to get with the guys this season and pitch at a high level and, you know, make a big impact. You know, I'm still planning on making a good amount of appearances for the club and making a big impact.
And the truth of the matter is, as much as you'll miss him for the first 3 months, whatever it's going to be, if you have a healthy Zach Britton down the stretch and for the postseason, that's what you need.
It's exactly what you need. And when he's back and whenever that ends up being, I mean, you're going to need him for the most important part of your season, but it also gives you the opportunity now in the first couple months of the season to, you know, to try different guys out and see who steps up. Because you're going to need Aaron Boone was light on guys he trusted in the bullpen last year, and that cost him.
Like he, in the postseason, you know I mean? Yes.
In the postseason.
He trusted three guys. That was it.
That was it. So if because Britton's now out, you know, all of a sudden, you know, one or two guys emerge that, you know, Aaron Boone feels like he can go to in tight spots, that's only going to help the Yankees.
When do we get this call? At what point this season? When Ottavino pitches really well for Boston. I can't believe we traded Ottavino. We could use him in the bullpen right now. Won't be long.
Of course you'll get the call. I mean, you're going to obviously get that call because, I mean, every fan makes those calls. Like, you hate him when he's on your team because he stinks, you know, he can't keep, you know, he can't hold runners on and he's just not good anymore. And then all of a sudden he gets traded to, of all teams, the Boston Red Sox. If he pitches lights off of Boston, I mean,
no,
we'll get phone calls for sure.
Absolutely lose their mind. All right, save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. That's not easy to say. With great deals on socket sets, power tools, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need the right tools for the job, and this is your opportunity. Right now, get $10 off a 200-piece mechanics tool set, plus double O'Rewards points. That means you'll get your next reward even faster. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. So we've made fun of you, and rightfully so, for the open of the show. But before we go to observations, I want to give you a little bit of defense. And here's Mike in the truck that would like to do that. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
First time, long time. You guys have been getting me through this pandemic. I've been working this whole time. And I just had to come to Rich's defense. And Dave, you really got to step up your game when it comes to working out. I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning working 12-hour days, working out prior to going into work every single morning. And I get where Rich coming from. He doesn't want to impose what he does working out on his family. And I get that. And I get what Rich is saying when he says he has to wake up.
I thought you were going to stick up for him. I thought you were going to stick up for his open to the show.
No, fantastic.
He doesn't need
Mike
sticking up for, as far as nobody's ever given you a hard time for your lack of workout. I mean, you're a workout warrior. We know that. We commend you all the time.
Mike, it was
perfect.
Yeah,
but Dave, I mean, I kind of feel that sometimes you just don't understand where Rich's coming from.
You
and I kind of felt that. Like, you don't understand where Rich's coming from when he has to work out no matter what.
I understand. I was trying to be kind is what I was trying to do to you. I was saying that I respect the fact that you get out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning to work out when you don't have to. How is that looked at as a negative?
You.
I don't understand.
People can feel it. I mean, it's how you project your feelings onto me.
Unbelievable.
And you sabotaged me this morning.
Oh, I'll do it again, too. Here's a question for you. If Canty was actually here today and showed up for work on a Thursday, and my machine was not working, would you have said, Canty, you take it?
I would have depended on what RJ wanted to do. I mean, Canty's driven before, too. And neither of us like to drive. It's so stressful, man. Like, I couldn't even, like, when I would drive shows, you can't even, like, I couldn't even eat during the show. It's too much to get into today. Too much for the reads, formatics. I just, it'd be break. Yeah, I'd tease things.
I'm an excellent driver. But today's Monday. I always drive the car on Saturday. I never drive on a Monday.
Time out, by the way. Oh, I didn't even remember this. I hosted a national show.
Did you?
Yes, I hosted The Locker Room on Sundays.
You were the primary host,
I was the host
of the show?
I was the host.
How stressful was that?
Oh, it was the worst. With no one in studio. This was with no one in studio. It was me by myself in the studio with Antoine Walker was at his house doing it, at his house or a studio doing it. And I had one of the other guys was in L.A.
Love it. I love the stress that this provides for you. DCR presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. All right, time for you to drive yourself right into Nobservation.
Rick DiPietro consumes more media than anyone on this planet.
Great point, Rick. It's another genius point by you.
And these are his Nobservations. You could have called it Rick's Observations, but, you know, it's Rick we're dealing with here.
Yeah, let's go testy and then Nob.
Here's your host, Rick DiPietro.
All right, here we go, fellas, or fella. Thursday edition of Nobservations. And if we have time, because Dave ate most of the segment, we'll get into Did It Happen in Florida?
You have 7 minutes. I mean, how much time could you possibly need? Go, please.
I spend the whole week. Yeah, just a couple quick ones to touch on. I know you've seen the stories. We didn't get a chance to talk about them. First one is, Dave, I wanted to get your opinion on it. I kind of have an idea of how you feel about it. The Myers-Leonard story. I mean, I actually watched the clip, and I almost couldn't believe that came out of his mouth.
Well, a couple things on it. First of all, I can't believe you could be so stupid. Like, even if you're dumb enough to use language like that, to use it on a public forum is kind of shocking to me. And secondly, can we stop? Because now this has become the excuse for everybody. When you make an epithet, be it racial or whatever the case may be, now it's, I had no idea what that meant. Then, well, why would you say it? Do you go around using words that you're not familiar with? No, nobody does that. So, listen, do I think he deserves a second chance? Yes. Do I think that we should forgive him at some point? Yes. But I'd like him to take ownership and to figure out a way to be better moving forward.
Yeah, but even if you didn't know what the word actually meant.
Well, why would you use it then?
But he knew exactly how to, like, he knew what the word was meant. Like, he may not know, like, he knew exactly how to use it. Like, how he said it was, like, he didn't know what it meant, which I have a hard time believing.
Right.
That isn't a word that just pops, like.
And he was very comfortable saying it, too.
Yeah, on a public forum, while he's streaming this game.
Yeah, I don't know. A, it's just dumb to do. B, it's mean and cruel, and I don't know why anybody would do that. And you know what? Truthfully, when something bad happens, and all of a sudden now your first thought is, let me say something like that, it shows what kind of a guy you are. It's a really bad look. It's very unfortunate.
I mean, he has, like, Dave, he has almost, like, 70,000 followers on Twitch. Like 70,000 people.
It's shocking. It really is. It's just so stupid that you would be on that public forum and say something like that is incredible to me. That you wouldn't be better schooled. Even if you say that stuff. But to do it like that is just...
But you know he said it before, though. That's the thing, though. And then that Fugazi apology.
Of course. Of course.
And then the other one, quickly. We got some audio from it. This is... you saw the Johnny Damon video?
Yeah. He... Oof, terrible.
So here's some of the audio from the arrest.
Hey, shut your door! Shut your door! Shut your door!
Okay.
Shut the door!
What the
Signal 44. Hey, back in the car!
Huh? What's happening, man?
Get back in the car!
That was... I mean, I don't know how he... Seriously, watching him in that video...
So drunk.
How do you make the decision to get behind the wheel?
Well, and again, we talk about you think this was the first time. There's no way that was the first time. And his wife is so... So just what?
Belligerent.
What is happening? Your husband is drop on the floor drunk. What do you mean? What is happening?
Well, did you see her? I mean, she was no better.
No, I think she was worse.
That is so. I mean, there are so many different ways to get home, and you decide to make that decision, and then handle being pulled over the way that you like. You put that cop in an awful spot.
Yeah, I mean, she was belligerent. She got into the cop's face. She got it. Who gets out of the car? Have you ever once been pulled over by a cop where
Never.
You get at you just
Never.
Jump out of the car and go after the
No.
police officer?
No, I do exactly Never. What they tell me to do. Never.
Never.
All right, here we go. This is going to be right up Ray Santiago's alley because he loves him some Dak. You can say what you want about Dak. I mean, what kind of quarterback he is. As far as his leadership qualities, him in front of a microphone for a press conference, dude, I mean, the guy knows exactly what he's doing. I can see why his teammates love him. But before we get to that sound, because Ray mentioned it yesterday, I'd like to welcome to the stage one Dakota Rain. Such a good name. That'd be my stripper name.
Dakota. Is it Dakota Rain or Rain Dakota, Santi?
It's Rain Dakota.
Rain?
Semantics.
So
I don't like Rain Dakota as much as Dakota Rain.
On his birth certificate, his name is Rain?
R-A-Y-N-E.
Oh, all right.
I think he's part Native American, so his mother went there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, that is a stripper name.
But I would go Dakota Rain instead of Rain Dakota.
Yeah.
I like Dakota Rain.
And then you make it rain? I mean, there's so many ways to go with that.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
No, come on. Are you serious?
That, I mean, that's... You're a sniffer's row kind of guy. I mean, that's where you live.
I mean, I've once or twice have been to an adult establishment.
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah.
I actually took an equipment manager to one of those places, to a strip club before, and he got right on, like, he's right up at Sniffer's Row. And
Sniffer's Row.
And we were all at a table behind him. And he's like, just listen, I'll show you guys how to do this. I come to these places all the time. So he's sitting up there, and the girls are dancing. And he's not putting any dollar bills up. So I was like, finally I walked up to him. I said, what are you doing? I thought you were going to, like, show us how to do this. He's like, wait on it. Just wait on it. And then all of a sudden, like 3 minutes later, they're like, okay, want to announce we're doing 2-for-1 specials. You know,
and then that was it.
That was now,
off.
Now all of a sudden all the money was coming out.
First time I ever went, and we'll get to your next story in a moment. Like, I'm in there for 30 seconds, and I turned to my buddy. I was like, I think I'm in love. I'm pretty sure I've completely fallen in love. Yeah.
They do such a good job.
Oh,
you really
feel
that way.
Yeah.
I'll meet you afterwards? No. No, I won't.
Never see you again.
Let's listen to what Dak had to say as far as the expectations for himself and the Dallas Cowboys moving forward.
eagerness, excitement, anxiousness to give this organization and the Jones family everything that they invested in. And that's a Super Bowl, and that's to go win. Pressure is privilege, and I'm privileged to have it. I'm privileged that this organization, they believe in me. They put their faith in me. But as I said, if you know me, you know who I am. I walk every day with the faith and what I believe in, and my expectations are so, so high. I believe my expectations for myself are higher than anybody's out there.
That is a man that, A, is very comfortable in front of a microphone, and B, is easy to root for. I don't like the Cowboys, so by proxy, I can't root for Dak Prescott. But if you don't care, if you don't have skin in the game, he's a very easy guy to wish success for and on.
No, I mean, you can't help but root for him, especially with everything he's gone through in his life and then with the injury. All right, here we go. Did it happen in Florida?
Anytime.
Man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
Man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Why are you naked?
I actually like the open. The open's my favorite part of
the
whole segment.
By the way, I can't imagine you have it there. The naked cowboy got arrested in Florida?
There's a naked cowboy in Florida now?
No. The New York version of the naked cowboy went down to Florida and did his act down there and got arrested for it.
Of all places, he gets arrested in Florida for doing that?
That went too far in the state of Florida, yes.
That's too far in Florida,
yeah,
huh?
Exactly.
Interesting. All right, here we go.
Naked cowboy in Florida now?
Did this happen? Well, you said naked. I was actually thinking like fully naked.
No, the naked cowboy.
Well, I know when you say that. I mean, because you said Florida, my mind went straight like he's actually fully naked. Like he's not wearing any underwear.
No, that would be the next step for Florida, though.
All right, here we go. Did this happen in Florida following the closer? The closure. God. Ugh.
What a day.
Following the closure of his local movie rental store, man decided that what would he do during the pandemic? Now, would he make some upgrades around the house? No, he would actually build his own video rental store in his basement. There's actually a viral TikTok, which is a video of the actual space that he built. It's been viewed. This is published on Tuesday. It already has 300,000 likes. And that was on Wednesday afternoon. So it's built like the 90s, 90s blockbuster.
That's
he
great.
Actually, my favorite part is he actually has a porn section in the video store.
Well, this can't be legal, by the way.
Why is it not legal? It's his own videos.
It's his, but aren't these are movies, no?
Yeah, but they're his movies. He didn't steal the movies. The local store, video store, sold the shelves, were selling the shelves. So he bought the shelves, and he built his own version of a...
Oh, that is wonderful. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know if that's legal or not, but that's a wonderful story. By the way, who goes to a video store?
That's why I thought it was an interesting story, the fact that he's still going to a video store.
I love the fact that he was so... I mean, when was the last time you went to a video store?
I can't even tell you.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even know. I don't think there's any.
No, they don't exist
around.
Except for this guy's basement. All right, so you want to know if that's Florida? Could be, but I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say it's some like obscure city elsewhere in the United States.
God, Santiago, Florida.
I feel like if it is Florida, it would be some just like place way out in the boonies where this guy thinks, oh, this Netflix, this online, this will never take. Video stores are where it's at. we're gonna roar back. So I'll say not Florida, but maybe the Midwest somewhere.
Oh God, you guys are good. That was not Florida. That's in Oregon.
An Oregon story.
God, you guys are good.
That's a great story.
We all remember being there though in the video store where you had like the curtain in front of the adult section that you try to sneak in just to look at the covers of the videos.
Just going in and looking was fun. I never had the courage to actually rent an adult video. I'm being serious. I never did.
No, I didn't either. I mean, they wouldn't let us anyway, but I would always try to sneak in.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York. 98.7.